This is an LIC.
LIC.
LIC. Longitudinal Integrated Clerkship.
LIC.
This is an LIC Preceptor Podcast.
Overview of Medical Student Documentation for LIC Preceptors. Written by Sandra Whitlock, Assistant Program Director, UNC School of Medicine, Asheville Campus. Written documentation skills are recognized as an important part of the development of competent physicians by multiple accrediting and licensing bodies. We, as clinician educators, are responsible for ensuring our students have gained proficiency in note writing. LIC preceptors have the advantage of working with students over time, thus allowing expectations for excellence in written communication to increase developmentally over the preceptor's and student's time together. Along with many substantial benefits, electronic health records have also brought significant challenges. One challenge has been the ability of medical students to develop proficiency in written communication and documentation and the skills to integrate these technologies into their workflow and interactions with patients. Today, we're going to discuss expectations, supervision, and teaching around written communication. There are important ways that you, as a preceptor, can use medical student documentation as an effective teaching tool. Over the course of the longitudinal experience with a student, consider the following approach. At the beginning of the longitudinal rotation, have your student write 1 to 2 non-templated notes per half-day clinic session. These notes do not have to be included in the medical record, but rather can be written in a separate document, such as Microsoft Word, for educational purposes alone, while being sure to maintain HIPAA standards for confidentiality. It is crucial that students develop the skills to prioritize and synthesize information into a coherent narrative without the prompts or limitations of a template, because many EHR templates are formulated only to maximize billing. Students may enter into the clinical years with varying skills in note writing. Requiring a non-templated note may provide a solid foundation on which further skills can be built to adjust and adapt templates based on context or purpose. This process will help you identify any areas of deficiency with regards to obtaining, organizing, and prioritizing information and clinical reasoning. By reviewing your students' notes, you may be able to recognize learning deficits that could have otherwise gone unnoticed, even when students present their patients orally. Once your student has demonstrated competence in charting without a template, you may consider having your student document clinical encounters within the EHR. Appropriate and accurate documentation within the EHR is a skill set that students must achieve and can help providers with efficiency. However, prior to 2018, teaching physicians could only use medical students' documentation of the review of systems and past medical, family, and social histories for CMS billing purposes. With recent changes in the CMS guidelines, teaching physicians can now also utilize, for billing purposes, their students' documentation of history of present illness, physical exam, and assessment and plan, as long as these were performed in the presence of the teaching physician and independently verified by the physician. The outpatient clinic is the ideal venue to take advantage of these changes in CMS guidelines since you are closely working one-on-one with your medical student. Let's examine one example of how this can help improve your workflow. Your student will see patient A while you see and document your encounter with patient B. You can then return to see patient A together with the student. Some preceptors may then choose to have the student see another patient, but you may instead allow time for your student to chart patient A while you move on to patient C. Of note, efficient scheduling is covered in another podcast. Once completed, you can review, edit, and attest your student's notes, which can stand alone as a billable note instead of having to write your own separate note. The attestation to the note can include language such as, "I attest that I have reviewed the note by medical student Jane Doe, and that the components of the history of present illness, physical exam, and assessment and plan documented were performed by me or were performed in my presence by the student and verified by me." Over the course of a clinical year, you should see your students' notes progress as their learning advances. If you note deficiency or have questions about your students' clinical reasoning or knowledge base, you may want to revisit students completing non-templated notes outside of the EHR. This can also be appropriate if you have a particularly complex patient for which you would like to see your student synthesize a more comprehensive assessment and plan. This can also be appropriate if you have a particularly complex patient for which you would like to see your student synthesize a more comprehensive assessment and plan. By the end of the third year, you should expect that your student will be proficient as a reporter who can accurately and efficiently document pertinent details of the history and physical exam without extraneous information, consistently complete all sections of the note, and demonstrate professionalism by documenting their own findings and interpretations rather than using cut-and-paste functions. At the same time, students are developing important skills for practicing as a physician. Documentation in the EHR can allow students to contribute in a meaningful way to the care of their patients and to the medical team. Accurate and efficient documentation within the EHR is a critical skill set that all physicians must possess. Setting high standards for student documentation can help foster a sense of accountability, responsibility, and professionalism that will serve your students well in their future careers as physicians. This concludes our podcast on Overview of Medical Student Documentation for LIC Preceptors. For further reading and resources, please see T.J. Carter et al., EDs, Core EPAs for Entering Residency Pilot Program, adapted from the Association of American Medical Colleges, Core and Trustable Professional Activities for Entering Residency 2014, CMS Manual, Medicare Claims Processing, Transmittal 4068, Department of Health and Human Services, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, 2018, M.M. Hamoud et al., Medical Student Documentation and Electronic Health Records, a collaborative statement from the Alliance for Clinical Education, Teaching and Learning in Medicine, 2012.